Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I think a lot of those theories are things that happen in social media and they get a new life. I think it reflects a lot of the fans' passion. And I think it also is a reminder for us how important officiating is. And I think the men and women that officiate in the NFL are outstanding. They have the highest possible standards. That's a ridiculous theory for anyone who might take it seriously. But at the end of the day, you know, it's something we always have to continue to work on. How do we make our officiating better at all times? If you look at the Chiefs' record, which I think is an amazing thing. People talk about the competitiveness of our league. The Chiefs, with their 15 wins, 15-2 this year, 11 of those 15 games were within one score. And I think that talks about the competitiveness of our game and the importance of how we officiate it, but also the competitiveness of how we play it.
So that's one of the big narratives in Super Bowl week. And Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce were both asked questions about benefiting from officials' calls. And neither one of those guys wanted to hear it. The one question to Travis Kelce was, what do you love more, a roughing the passer call on third down or Taylor Swift? And he was not about that, nor should he have been. Yeah. I'd be pissed. Bring my girlfriend into it, and you insinuate that we're benefiting from calls, even though we know and believe we're a great football team. And then Patrick Mahomes was asked and goes, oh, that's funny, and then gave a diplomatic answer. He did a good job of handling it. I've come all the way around on this. Have they benefited from calls? Sure. Did they benefit in the AFC Championship game on that fourth down quarterback sneak? I think undoubtedly. But this, to me, seems like it's a bigger story than Spygate was. Like, the Patriots were actually cheating. The tapes were destroyed. And I don't remember. Maybe I'm remembering wrong. But I don't remember those questions being posed to the Patriots as frequently as these questions are posed to the Chiefs. The Chiefs are beneficiaries of some calls that go their way. They're also great. The Patriots juiced it so that they could help themselves be great. Those aren't the same thing. We're making more out of this than we did about that. And while I do think this is a story, I think we've gone too far.
Well, I mean, I think that we're searching, right? We're trying to search for something. If something is just, you know, built in a lab, you want to search for the ailments. Like, why is this thing just dominating everything? Like, let's search for the bad. There has to be something off. They have to be, you know, somewhat human, right? Well, we're all searching for something that we can say, oh, well, that's why the Chiefs won.
Right.
That's why they're winning. Like, if they didn't win, say they won, like, one Super Bowl in the last 5 years, would we be having these conversations about the Chiefs getting back to the Super Bowl?
We would not.
No. But they've won so much, so it's like, all right, why are they winning? This can't be right. This can't be real. They can't be that good, right? They can't be this good. Oh, look, they get calls. Oh, you know what? That's why. Because they get calls from the officials. That's what we're doing. And I think back in, you know, Spygate, what year was that, 2001?
That was early 2000s.
Early 2000s. I mean, you don't have as many eyes as you do on the games as you do now.
You didn't have social media at the time.
Social media, and everybody sees everything now, and they could get cut up into TikToks and clips where you can just see how many times Patrick Mahomes gets calls, and it's going to be a whole clip for 1 minute.
That's true.
You didn't have that back then.
And that's the part of the answer that Roger Goodell, I think, nailed. I would not have brought up the one-score game thing if I were him, because people will just say, well, yeah, they win all these one-score games because they're close games and one referee call could change things. I didn't think that was good. But you're right. The social media thing's a big part of it. Big part of it. Like, back in 01, 04, if you had visual proof that was in the For You tab and that's all you're seeing on the Twitter.com, yeah, maybe it would have been a bigger deal then.
Yeah, Sunday Ticket. I mean, you could watch every single game if you want to. And then if you don't want to watch every single game, you just go on YouTube and watch the highlights now. And you could find out, like, anything you want. Like, when we were, I mean, we sound old, but like when we were growing up, you were watching the Steelers and then you're watching the 4 o'clock game.
Yes.
And you're watching the night game. Like, and you didn't know what else was going on.
You're right. And when the Steelers won the Super Bowl in 05, I ran out and had to buy a championship DVD.
Yeah.
It came with a hat and a t-shirt, Doran.
Yeah.
Now you get the highlights immediately, and they'll put together something through NFL films that you can get digitally in like 8 seconds. Yeah. You're right. The world has absolutely changed. And I do think that it is inarguable that the Chiefs have benefited from some calls. I also don't think that the league's in on it. Like, I don't think that there's any conspiracy.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, they're just a good football team. Like, it's okay to say that. Like, I know people hate it, but, you know, to make an excuse to say, like, the league's in on it for them winning, for what? What's the benefit? What's the benefit? If this were true, what's the benefit for the league for the Chiefs to keep winning?
Right. Because
you want some parity?
Yeah. We haven't talked about the Super Bowl until right now.
Right.
And we will as the week goes on. But you said it on Monday before the show. This is the least buzz that we've had for a Super Bowl in a long time, because it's the Eagles again, and oh my God, it's the Chiefs again. Probably benefit from a little bit of new blood. Yeah.
So unless it's a Taylor, all joking aside, unless it's a Taylor Swift thing, because she has brought a lot of different eyes and more eyes to the game. Like, I don't think that the league is really thinking about that.
If that's the case, get Taylor Swift to do the halftime show.
Exactly.
And don't rig it for them to get in, right? Like, and here's the other thing. These NFL refs are incompetent. But then out of the other side of your mouth, these referees are so good at their jobs, they can rig the sport. Like, those things, they don't fit. So I do think, like, the AFC Championship game, there were two calls I was really annoyed by because I think they clearly benefited Kansas City. Would they have won anyhow? Probably. It's Buffalo, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
But they benefited Kansas City. It's not some big conspiracy.
But we talked about this, I don't even know, on air, off air, like last week or 2 weeks ago. This has been happening for years with big-time players in every sport. They get the benefit of the doubt. Michael Jordan didn't get the benefit of the doubt a lot because that was a different era of basketball, but like LeBron.
LeBron does.
I mean, you know, even Crosby probably at times has gotten benefit of the doubt. Like, the big-time stars, they get the benefit of the doubt. Like, you're going to side with them and keeping them upright, I guess, over somebody else. I mean, look at baseball. I mean, pitches. Sometimes it's, you know, was that a strike? Was that not?
Greg Maddux is getting the call. Josh Fogg's not. Yeah,
like that. It's been going on for years. And that's what's happening right now, and that's why people I think are so upset. But it's being exposed a lot more, and there's more eyes on it. But this has been going on in sports for years, where the big time players get the benefit of the doubt all the time.
And no matter who was playing in this Super Bowl, and I say this all the time too, we will carve out a segment of the show on Monday, and we will be talking about officiating. And if it were the Washington Commanders and the Buffalo Bills, we would carve out a segment of the show and we would talk about officiating. There are blown calls in every game that's played, and when it's the biggest game, it's going to be magnified. So I think there's a little bit of truth in that they have had some bounces go their way, but I also do think it's magnified, and it annoys me in comparison to the cheating ways of the Patriots that this is seemingly a bigger deal when the Chiefs don't have anything to do with it. They're just the beneficiaries.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.